Me.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. I'm Skylar
James. And I'm Abby Boatwright.
And Abby's a little robot today. Say that again.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
There you go. Now you're coming in clear. Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show, where every week we pick a different genre or a different theme depending on the weather and or the time of year. And hey, about 8 feet of snow on my front lawn, so...
I was just thinking about this because we were joking about doing this show last week. Like,
yeah.
We were saying we should do, yeah, I won't spoil it for you if you want to announce it. But then I just was thinking today about how we could not have picked a better week to do this.
Oh, absolutely not. It just kept snowing this week. And I went, I guess I know exactly what the theme is for this Wednesday. So the theme that we're playing music for today is an activity that I've been doing for many, many, many hours this week. That's right. It's music to shovel snow to. We're branching out. Usually we're like, oh, we'll do some folk fall music. I don't know. Give me a theme. For a dollar, name a theme.
Doc rock.
Doc rock, exactly.
Or no, summer pop.
This week we're going music to shovel snow to. Now, in my shoveling snow experience, what I like to do when I shovel snow is I put on like a sweater or a coat that has like a front pocket, and then I just play music off of my phone at like a moderate volume. And that's how I get through shoveling snow. And usually it's like rock, sort of more upbeat, but a little mellow. If that's a good description, but it's all sounds. It's all songs that sound good when they're played from a phone inside of a coat pocket, outside while hearing the shovel scrape the driveway and on medium volume. That was my requirements for the songs.
There you go. That's good. That's a good criteria.
I mean, you've seen the playlist. There's not much correlation.
I'm looking at it now. Before you said the bit about the pocket.
Yeah.
You took a brief pause, so I thought you were just explaining that when you shovel snow, you put on a coat or a sweater.
Oh, period. Yeah.
And I was going to say, wow, Skylar, that's so unique.
I put on a coat, maybe some mittens if I'm feeling fancy. No, that's the criteria for the songs today. And so... they're mostly rock. We're going to get into some rock. We're going to get some upbeat. We're going to get into a lot of music that I like to listen to in the winter. And it was really this song that inspired the entire playlist, I want to say. Jeremy Albino here from his album Our Time in the Sun. This is Baby, Ain't It Cold Outside.
Whoa.
is thorn. Pushing down upon me, never gets above me. I'm done, I'm done. Baby, ain't it cold outside? 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 So cold, so cold. Oh, break it down. Walking down the side road. Anywhere the wind blows, I would.
Well, you just think that I'm some great survivor, and you just build upon the lies that carry you. Well, I don't even talk that way. See, I wanted you to stay and show you the world's a better place. And as we call to find our way, we even take the shape of something else. Some great survivor, and you just feed upon fear you created. Some people ought to see, some people ought to hear, yeah. Some people ought to see, some people ought to hear. That way, and the crowd that calls your name can cast me out.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats there with Survivor. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tonight we're playing Music to Shovel Snow To. I know that mostly everyone's driveways are cleared, but hey, I've been having to shovel mine a couple times a day, so you never know. And if you have some shoveling to do, get outside. Stop listening. No, keep listening, but get outside. We haven't played Nathaniel Rateliff in a very long time.
No. Yeah.
No. I know.
No.
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 Thanks for the facts. When I was making this playlist last night, I was like, it kind of is funny, some of the songs that I have picked, because of their theme, right? If you're in the trenches, hauling snow out of the driveway, being like, I am a survivor. I will survive this. You will get through this snow shoveling time.
Yeah, well, if your driveway's clear, good on you, Skylar, because I don't know about other people in Toronto, but I actually cannot clear my driveway because there is nowhere left to put the snow here. Like, oh. there's no, I can't shovel anymore. I've shoveled as much as I can. But the pile on the lawn, because one side's lawn and then one side's like a hedge, the lawn is as tall as me, so I can't put snow on the lawn.
That's true.
There's piles on the road, so I can't really put it on the road anymore either. And then there's a hedge on the other side, so I can't put the snow over there.
Yeah.
So I actually have been shoveling, but I can only shovel a tiny bit at a time because there's nowhere to put it.
Yeah. I've had to do kind of the exact same thing. I mean, you know how my driveway is built, and I have a weird driveway. Mm-hmm. It's like a three-car driveway, which is great, but it's all single file. And I live sort of at the end of a cul-de-sac. So when the plow comes around, they just sort of dump all the snow onto my driveway, which is awesome. Thank you, Kingston. Thank you to the city of Kingston. No, I'm JK. Thank you to all those snow plow drivers out there. But I have reached... I don't know where to put my snow either. And so what I've ended up doing is taking all of the snow from the back of the driveway and putting it in my backyard. Like, manually going and putting it in my backyard.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
Because there's nowhere for me to put the snow. Now, it's ridiculously hard to do that, but there's nowhere else for the snow to go. And so, yeah, and then... there's so much snow at the front of my driveway and on the road that my driveway has actually been kind of extended about 4 feet into the road, because those 4 feet on the road that usually cars park along is just all snow now. So it's awesome. My road's kind of turned into one way.
Perfect.
Which is great. It's awesome. But yeah, no, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, thinking thematically again with that song being Survivor, you know, I'm a great survivor for shoveling all the snow. This is an album that came out in the fall that during sort of the December snowy time periods, I would put on every time I would go out to shovel snow. And this song, when it came on thematically every time I was shoveling, made me laugh a lot. So Hayley Williams, from her newer album, this is Kill Me.
Eldest daughters never miss their chances to learn the hardest lessons again and again. Carrying my mother's torment, I think I'm where the bloodline ends. I'm never doing thing again. Go ahead and kill me, can't get much stronger. Find another soldier. Go ahead and kill me, can't get much stronger. Find another soldier. Eldest daughter comes.
I'm gonna show you how it's gonna be. Y'all gonna give your love to me. Give me loving every night and day. Love is real and not fade away. Love is real and not fade away. Love is real and not fade away. I'll buy you a diamond and a Cadillac. Show it to you, baby, when I get back. Well, your love for me, you better be real. And then I'll know just how you feel. I said, love is real and I'll fade away. Love is real and I'll fade away.
There, not fade away. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing some music to shovel snow to. I just had like an aneurysm or something there. I don't know what happened. We're playing music to shovel snow to tonight. Kate, can I not pause for dramatic effect?
No, it's the same as the snow shoveling coat thing.
Oh,
where I thought
God.
You were just gonna go, we're playing some music.
We're playing some music. Yeah, well, that's typically what we do on the radio.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. I added the Rush in for you, actually. Abby and I used to... Do you remember the bowling playlist?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Abby likes classic rock, and when I first became friends with Abby, what is it now... That's me taking a drag of my fake cigarette. What is that now? 3 years ago? Whatever. I don't know. When we first started becoming friends.
Yeah, going on four. Right?
Well, 2022. Yeah, so going on four. Yeah. Abby was introducing me to a bunch of classic rock. So I made a playlist of a bunch of my favorite songs that Abby was showing me that said that is titled Can't Talk Right Now, Babe, I'm Busy Bowling. And I have not listened to the bowling playlist in a while, but I find myself listening to it a lot when I am shoveling snow. So I had to bring out some of my favorite snow shoveling songs from the bowling playlist. Can't Talk Right Now, Babe, I'm Shoveling My Driveway.
No, nothing like the bowling playlist for manual labor.
Well, and is that not when we listen to it most?
Exactly. There you go.
Exactly. So yeah, but then I put the Rush in there for you because I knew you'd like that pick. You're welcome. Sometimes I think of you when I'm making my playlist.
Sometimes.
And then this next song is also another bowling playlist pick, another classic rock pick to shovel snow to. The Who here, Squeezebox.
For my tune swept away.
Gold in there with Like a Child, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Some music to shovel snow to on this fine, actually less cold than it's been evening, which is nice. But since it's less cold and now all the snow is just really, really slippery on campus. So I almost twisted my ankle about 7 times today.
Perfect. That's great.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's my Kingston update for you. So how's Toronto? Are you able to walk?
Toronto's good. Yeah, it's fine. I was going to say, though, I did feel the earthquake last night, which was kind of exciting. Yeah, I didn't know that was the thing either, but I felt it when it happened, and then I thought, oh, someone must be just doing construction. And then I went, why would they have been doing construction at 11 p.m.? And then my mom texted me and said, did you feel the earthquake last night? And I said, yes, I did.
There was an earthquake last night?
Yeah, there was. There was an earthquake. There was a 3.7 magnitude earthquake in Ramara, Ontario, but shaking was felt in Toronto. That's what the article said. And I said, I felt it.
What?
I did. And I thought I was going like crazy when it happened because I was a little bit nervous. Like it was an unsettling feeling.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was like an earthquake. But then I went, it's not an earthquake. It's just like construction or whatever. It should be fine. And then I went to sleep. And then, yeah, I woke up this morning more cognizant and went, who's doing construction? And then I saw the news about the earthquake, and yeah,
crazy.
So we didn't have more snow, but we did have an earthquake.
That's crazy. I didn't feel anything. I didn't even know that there was an earthquake there. That's like really, really close to where my and it's time for Cherry to have dinner. That's like really close to where my family lives, and they didn't say anything, so I have to ask them.
Yeah.
Weird. That song that we just played is new from Boy Golden. It's one of his singles off of his upcoming album titled, let me fact check myself, Best of Our Possible Lives is his upcoming album name. It's one of 2 singles released so far. I like Boy Golden. I just stuttered again there. I don't know. My brain is like broken today. I feel like he's released a lot of music in the past couple of years.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I told you that my parents saw Boy Golden.
Yeah, where did they see him again?
Well, at the Grey Cup.
Oh, yes.
Because
I knew it was some sport.
Well, they saw, they saw this person who was talking about Church of Better Days.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was explaining that's Boy Golden, and yeah.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like explaining what he looks like, and I was like, yeah.
That's Boy Golden.
You just saw Boy Golden.
But I feel like in the past like 2 years, there's always been new Boy Golden to play on the radio.
Yeah, well, because there was the Church of Better Days album, which was 2021, and that's like when I heard about Boy Golden. And then there's like For Jimmy, For Eden, and then now the upcoming one. But I also feel like what Boy Golden was doing, which was what
you got it.
Who did we see with Wyatt
Fontaine.
C. Lewis?
Fontaine.
Thank you.
I knew that's who you were going to say, too.
Thank you. Because the reason I had to ask is because I was going to say Fontaine's DC, which is different. But I get them mixed up because their names are so close.
You know those games where you like, where you do exactly that. It's like one word and another word and you combine them. Fontaine's DC.
Yeah.
Fontaine DC.
Yeah, Fontaine's.
That'd be a strange musical experience, I would say. Their music doesn't really overlap much.
No. But anyways, the correct person who I was thinking of, thank
Fontaine.
You for the name, Fontaine, and then like Wyatt C. Lewis, Boy Golden, Leith Ross, where I was going with this, they all were doing the like folk thing where I feel like they were all on each other's stuff as well.
Yeah.
So Boy Golden kept appearing with all of these other people as well.
Well, Fontaine is, and I'm actually going to talk about that, which is crazy that you bring it up. Fontaine is in Boy Golden's band.
Yes. Yeah.
So Fontaine plays with Boy Golden. What I was going to say, which is crazy that you brought all that up, where like it's the Canadian folk intermingling, is the other single on the new Boy Golden album that's been released is featuring Cat Clyde.
Yes, now, this I was going to say that too.
This is the first new Cat Clyde. Speaking of Cat. this is the first new Kat Clyde that we've had in a really long time. Her latest album came out in 2022. And so when she was featured on this new Boy Golden song, I got really excited. As we all remember, people who have been listening to my radio show since 2022, I was obsessed with that Kat Clyde album when it came out. Like, that is all I listened to at the end of my first year at Queen's now. That's all I listened to was that Kat Clyde album. And I never got to see her live when she toured it because she didn't really tour Canada much. She tours England a lot for some reason, even though she's Canadian. I don't know the lore there. But very excited to get new Kat Clyde. And then, now guess who's releasing singles off of an upcoming album?
Kat Clyde.
Kat Clyde! I'm so excited. And so that's who I'm playing next. But before I play one of the singles next, she is touring Ontario in May. I want to say April and May. She's playing a bunch of stops. I know for a fact she's playing Guelph, Toronto, and Kingston. I don't know anywhere else in Ontario, but those are sort of the three that I know that she's playing at because I have them all marked in my calendar because I don't know what I'm doing in May yet.
Yeah,
and so I said, there's... what?
Do you have it on the shared calendar?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You have a lot of concerts on the shared calendar, so I had assumed it was there.
Abby and I share a calendar. Anyways, no, that's actually going to be Hayley Williams.
Oh, yes. I know that one's on there.
And
yes.
I've tried to not say that I have tickets to Hayley Williams on the radio because people are bloodthirsty for these tickets. So I don't have two tickets to Hayley Williams in my possession for Massey Hall in Toronto on April 1st. If anyone says that I do, I don't. I need to stop talking. Okay, anyways, Kat Clyde is touring. I know I'm going to be there. I'm going to see her. I think she's playing at the Broom Factory here. So, incredible venue. I mean, I love the Broom Factory, and Kat Clyde's an amazing artist. And I'm very excited for her upcoming album. So, from Mud, Blood, Bone, Kat Clyde here, Wild One.
Moving on the white, all I know turned with the tide. Everything I knew of love flew out the blue tarp high above, and I feel heavy, I feel sad, thinking about the times we had. All we shared and all we made carved into a single blade. Oh, wild one, oh, wild one. Time stood still inside the hour. We opened like the wild rose flowers. From earth and mud and blood and bone, silence echoed like a stone. Heart go out and heart come home, up into the clouds of foam. Let my strings be loose and fly up into the open sky. Sun. Maybe I've been here before. I know this room and I know this floor. Thanks to being what has been, I can't remember where or when. Eyes that laugh, lips that sing, leather buckles, silver rings, shadows falling, time rolls by, measured in my lonely sigh. Silent clay, a relief.
looking deep blue, feathered in the magnet sun. Eat the gun as it feeds you, spitting up the oxygen once again. Horses gallop to the violet door, follow red crooked courses, shadows on the moonlit floor. All my stars, winged creatures, gathering in silken height, like the last human teachers. Once again, we must play new, even as the hours shake, crystal blood like a dream true, a ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of life. Swarm with a drone of fluorescence, flicker, fever, fill the form with a warm dash. Now I want to touch like we never could before. I'd fly to you tomorrow. I'm not fighting in this war. I want to drop my arms and take your arms and walk you to the shore. I remember building an energy shield in your room like a temple. Swallows in the windless field, very thin with your mother. Tall as a pale green tree, very wild, bright as winter. Rising with a prism key, and a child to deliver. Taken with the blood and vine is the first little angel.
There with Simulation Swarm. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's from Big Thief's album Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You, my favorite Big Thief album, and also an album that I listen to all times of the year. But to me, I do. I mean, it's sort of an all year round album for me, which is not a lot of albums, to be honest. But for some reason, it just has a certain winterness to it, that entire album. So put Simulation Swarm on this playlist. Wee woo over in Abbey Land. Put Simulation Swarm on this playlist because it's a bit more upbeat. And if you're just joining us, we're playing songs to shovel snow to. So I'm trying to keep it sort of upbeat, lighthearted. You can jam out a little bit while you're hauling your snow.
Nothing like Big Thief for upbeat, lighthearted.
I don't know. I mean, that song specifically, yeah.
Yeah.
And it has such a, what I call a sploinky beat.
It does.
Where the beat sounds like a little wet? I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like if you were performing it in a puddle.
That's what I think. Or like you're a cartoon frog walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
We're real music critics. Pitchfork 7.5. Kind of sounds like a frog walking, like a cartoon frog walking down the street, maybe in a little pair of rain boots into some puddles.
7 out of 10.
No, Simulation Swarm would be closer to 10 out of 10. Anyways, had to play that. Had to play a little bit of Big Thief because I think about them in the winter. Thinking of you, Adrian Lenker. This next song comes from an album that I have been obsessed with and frankly have not been able to stop listening to. And I'm becoming a stereotype of like a certain guy. You know, like that guy. It's Geese.
It's just my favorite thing is it's like one time that I was like, hey, Skylar, I think you might like Geese and Cameron Winter. Have you listened to them very much? Skylar was like, a little bit. I'll listen some more. Skylar obsessed with Geese and Cameron Winter. It made me so happy.
I can't stop listening to them, and I can't stop listening to Cameron Winter's solo stuff, and I cannot stop listening to Getting Killed. And I will say, I'm such an album-based person that I listened to Getting Killed until I had like every piece of it memorized, and then I was like, okay, I'm ready for Cameron Winter's solo album, and I've done that, and then I'm like, okay, now I'm ready, and this was only a few weeks ago, for his singles that he released, and now I've done that, and I'm still not ready to do Geese's first album yet. I have not listened to anything off of that album.
Oh, I like that. That's the one that I like.
I know that that's the one you like, but I'm not ready for it.
Yeah.
Because I like to consume an album until I know it inside and out, and then I can move on to other stuff by the artist.
Yeah, that's so normal and regular.
I think that that's a normal and regular thing for me to do. Anyways, so this is off of their album Getting Killed, and this has sort of become their next single, I want to say. Like, it was Au Pays du Cocaine was like a big one, and it still mm-hmm. is a big one, and then Taxes got kind of big, and now that they perform Trinidad on SNL, that one's getting kind of big, but everyone thought that they would perform this one on SNL, so maybe this is a bit of a basic Geese pick, but it also just fits so well for Shoveling Snow. Geese here, Cobra.
Yeah. magic wand. Empty out your pockets. Words without a song.
Wilco there with Pot Kettle Black, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That brings us to the end of our shoveling snow special, filled of a bunch of, I tried to keep it upbeat, alternative rock. That's a bunch of music that I listen to while shoveling snow. Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, the album that that is off of by Wilco there, is a very winter album to me. I love that album, and I listen to it mostly in January and February. Although I will say that is not an album that I put on shuffle to shovel snow, because it really has some just tracks of despair on it. What? I'm not going to shovel snow to Reservations by Wilco. I just jump in the snow pile and you never see me again. So, but I do listen to, like, you know, Camera, Heavy Metal Drummer, Pot Kettle Black. So.
No, I get that. I get that.
Yeah. This next song I also kind of put on the playlist for you. But it's an album that I've been listening to a lot recently, and I've never really listened to the full album before, and you're going to say that that's insane.
No, I was going to, I'm just nodding, because it's one of those albums where basically every single song was a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but I've never really listened to the full album before, and I'm listening to the full album, and I'm going, this is good. This is good stuff. I know why people really like this album. I'm getting it now. I'm getting the culture, you know?
Culture?
The culture. So I'm talking about Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA, and I wanted to sort of hold off on saying that because people would be like, you haven't listened to that full album before? No! Anyways, do you have anything to say about that album?
No, nothing in particular, other than it is another interesting one that I think can fit at every time of the year, depending mm-hmm. on, like, the song and, like, what you put it with on a playlist, and maybe that's because it's so popular.
Yes.
But I think that, like, it can be a very, like, fall album to me, like, when, you mm-hmm. know, fall and you're playing, like, well, for me, you're playing, like, John Mellencamp and other, like, rock like that, and that like, Neil Young. To yeah. me, that's very fall. But then you can play it, like, summer barbecue 4th of July vibes and go, like, full American rock yes. and roll. Or it can be, like, a dark evening winter album, like, some of the songs.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm on Fire and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, fit with that much more, so.
Exactly. I don't anyway, know. I yeah. was like, this is a bit of a wild card for this playlist, but I have been listening to this album while shoveling snow, so there's no other criteria, really. Anyways, closing the night off here, Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. Hey there, baby. I could use just a little hey, it can't stop. Just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know the kiss. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. There's a joke, here's some wine, and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast start in the night. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We can't start a fire. Sitting round, crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in.
Tickets are on sale now for Side by Side Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join them on Saturday, February 7th for an evening of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your ticket for Side by Side today. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Some people think